Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Cheva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jaya Mudirayet. Nashta prayeshu abhadrishu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Rutamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Before I start reading, I kindly ask you all to bless me so that I can say something sensible and pleasing to the Vaishnavas, Srila Prabhupada, Guru Parampara, Lord Chaitanya. Hare Krishna. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 5. Narada Muni cursed by Prajapati Daksha. Text 22. Sarva Brahmani Nirbhatam Hrishikesha Padambuje Akhandam Chittam Aveshyam Lokananu Charan Muni Sarva Brahmani Nirbhata Rishikesha Padambuje Akhandam Chitam Aveshya Lokananu Charan Muni. Please. Disse. Sarva Brahmani, in spiritual sound, Nirbhatam, placing clearly before the mind, Hrishikesha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the Master of the Senses, Padambhuje, the lotus feet, Akhandam, unbroken. Chitam, consciousness. Aveshya, engaging. Lokaha. All, sorry, Lokan. All the planetary systems. Anucharat. Traveled around. Muni. The great sage Narada Muni. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The seven musical notes, sa, ri, ga, ma, pa, dha, and ni, are used in musical instruments, but originally they come from the Samaveda. The great sage Narada vibrates sounds describing the pastimes of the Lord. By such transcendental vibrations, such as Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, he fixes his mind at the lotus feet of the Lord. Thus, he directly perceives Hrishikesha, the master of the senses. After delivering the Haryashvas, Narada Muni continued traveling throughout the planetary system, his mind always fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. The goodness of the great sage Narada Muni is described herewith. He always chants about the pastimes of the Lord and delivers the fallen souls back to Godhead. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung. And, you know, I have nothing else to do, I have to sing. Narada Muni Bhajaye Vina Radhika Ramana Name Narada Muni Bhajaye Nama mani udita haya bhakata ga gita same Nama mani udita haya bhakata gita same Amiya dara varishe gana sarvana yugala giya Amrita Dara Varishe Gana Sarvana Yugala Giya Bhakata Jana Sagane Nache Variyapana Hiya Bhakata Jana Sagane Nache Variyapana Hiya Madhuri Pura Asaba Pashi Mataya Jata Jane Madhuri Asaba Pashi Mataya Jagata Jane Kehava Kande Kehava Nache Kena mate mane mane Kehava kande Kehava nache Kena mate mane mane Pancha vadana narade dhari Kumera sagana rola Pancha vadana narada dhari Saganarola Kamalasana Nachiya Bale Bolo Bolo Haribola Kamalasana Nachiya Bale Bolo Bolo Haribola Sahasranana Paramasukhi Hari Hari Bole Gaya Sahasranana Paramasukhi Hari Hari Bole Gaya Nama prabhave machila vishva namara sasabe paya. Nama prabhave machila vishva namara sasabe paya. Shri Krishna nama rasane spuri purala amara. Shri Krishna nama rasa nespuri purala amara asha. Shri Rupa pade yachaya iha bhakata vidona dasa. Shri Rupa pade yachaya iha bhakati vinoda dasa. So Srila Prabhupada decided to put the whole song in the purport, so we are obliged to sing. The purport of this song is that Narada Muni, the great soul, plays a string instrument called a vina, vibrating the sound, Radhika Ramana, which is another name for Krishna. As soon as he strokes the strings, all the devotees begin responding, making a very beautiful vibration. Accompanied by the stringed instrument, the singing seemed like a shower of nectar, and all the devotees dance in ecstasy to the fullest extent of their satisfaction. While dancing, they appear madly intoxicated with ecstasy, as if drinking the beverage called Madhuri Pura. Some of them cry, some of them dance, and some of them, although unable to dance publicly, dance within their hearts. Lord Shiva embraces Narada Muni and begins talking in an ecstatic voice, and seeing Lord Shiva dancing with Narada, Lord Brahma also joins, saying, "All of you kindly chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol." The King of Heaven, Indra, also gradually joined with great satisfaction and begins dancing and chanting, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol." In this way, by the influence on transcendental vibration of the holy name of God, the whole universe becomes ecstatic. Bhaktivinoda Thakura says, "When the universe becomes ecstatic, my desire is satisfied. I therefore pray unto the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami that this chanting of Harir Nama may go on nicely like this." Lord Brahma is the guru of Narada Muni, who is the guru of Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva is the guru of Madhavacharya. Thus the Gaudiya Madhava Sampradaya is a disciplic succession from Narada Muni. The members of this disciplic succession, in other words, the members of the Krishna consciousness movement, should follow the footsteps of Narada Muni by chanting the transcendental vibration, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They should go everywhere to deliver the fallen souls by vibrating the Hare Krishna mantra. And the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, that will please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One can spiritually advance if one actually follows the instructions of Narada Muni. If one pleases Narada Muni, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishikesha, is also pleased. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasada. The immediate spiritual master is the representative of Narada Muni. There is no difference between the instructions of Narada Muni and those of the present spiritual master. Both Narada Muni and the present spiritual master speak the same teachings of Krishna, who says in Bhagavad Gita, Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam evaisha si satyam te prati jane priyosi me sarva dharman parityaja. Mamekam sharanam vraja ham tvam sarva pape bhyo moksha ishyami nashuchaha. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this, because you are my very dear friend. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Bhagavad Gita 18:65-66. If you look at the translation, I will speculate, of course, but it seems to me that Srila Prabhupada already became ecstatic just starting translating this verse, because, you know, the whole, you know, the, if you look at the Sanskrit, there is no Sarigama Padanisa, you know, there is no full Hare Krishna mantra. So Srila Prabhupada expanded the inner meaning of this verse, and of course in purport he, you know, I don't know why he put the whole song of Narada Muni Vajrayavina. I can imagine Srila Prabhupada was just, you know, so inspired, so ecstatic by reading this verse that he just, okay, that's the song, you know. He was just singing the song, maybe devotees just put it together. So sorry for my speculation. I'm pretty sure Srila Prabhupada definitely has his reasons, and I may or may not reflect the mind of Srila Prabhupada. But I was just feeling very amazed by reading the verse and the purport. Just had a little glimpse of a contagious mood of Srila Prabhupada, how much he feel ecstatic to just speak about the holy name. And, you know, Narada Muni fulfilled his mission, no? He is preaching from the level of purity, eh? He's not preaching from the level of dhyana. Sometimes we speak something we learn, and we try to impart knowledge to others. Now, Narada Muni, he just spoke one verse, which is, you know, was totally mysterious, full of mystification. He didn't say anything than that. You know, just mystery, very short. In two verses, the whole thing was, you know, choked out. And because of his purity, because of his compassion and desire to change the hearts, 10,000 people were changed, you know, to pure devotees, like that. So, Srila Prabhupada said purity is the force. And we see what Narada Muni, you know, to understand how successful we be in our preaching, how successful we can be in our changing hearts of others, is very much dependent how much, first of all, how much purely we represent in Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara. And by our practice, personal practice, if our heart become purified, then the result of our preaching, result of our speaking, even couple words, can change the heart of people. So we see that Narada Muni, just after speaking, you know, he was not contemplating much what have been done. He just came back to his business, being absorbed in changing of the glories of the Lord. That's basically the, you know, balance, how to strike balance between Bhajananandi and Goshtanandi. I'm sorry, again, this is my limited understanding, is that we are so absorbed in personal spiritual life, then once we open our mouths, then immediately, you know, because of the spiritual strengths, this power of personal realization, the power of personal purity, very tangibly changes the hearts of others, and then we can go back to chanting our rounds, to chanting Hare Krishna, which is the main yagya for this age. And there's a lot of things which can be said, but I felt I wanted to read you one verse in this connection from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya came to Varanasi, and he somehow as I came to the assembly of Mayavari sannyasis. He sat in a very humble way, in a very humble place. They would wash their feet. And again, purity. He didn't try to pose himself as a preacher, but all these Mayavari sannyasis have seen this person is Narayan, because they all want to become Narayan. They saw there's so much power, so much effulgence emanates from Lord Chaitanya. They invited Prakashananda Sarasvati, came. He invited Lord Chaitanya into the assembly. And of course, being Mayavari sannyasi, still very humbly, actually, with great respect, you know, said, "You are Narayan yourself. But why you took to this business of sentimentalists, you know, just dancing and chanting and associating with some strange folk, you know? Why don't you be an association of respectful sannyasis and study Vedanta?" And Lord Chaitanya said, "I came to my spiritual master, and my spiritual master told that I'm a fool. I'm not qualified to study Vedanta. So he gave me mantra and he said, just chant this mantra constantly. And like this, you will please me very much." Lord Chaitanya said, "I start chanting this mantra and I start becoming mad. And I came to my spiritual master and submitted myself and said, 'Guru Maharaj, what kind of mantra you gave me? What is this? By chanting this mantra, I'm losing my mind.'" And the verse which Ishwarapuri answers and the purport to it, I want to read, because I was reading it in preparation to this class, and I found it personally such a profound and inspiring verse, and that I thought that you know, it will be much better to, you know, much more benefit will be for you to hear Lord Chaitanya, spiritual master's words directly, Srila Prabhupada's words directly, then my little words. So just bear with me. Yes, it's Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 7, verse 91. Bhala haile paile tumi parama purushartha tumare premete ami hailam kritartha. Ishwarapuri said, "It is very good, my dear child, that you have attained the supreme goal of life by developing love of God. Thus you have pleased me very much, and I am very much obliged to you." Because also Srila Prabhupada speaks about by pleasing Narada Muni and please our present spiritual master, you know, we attain perfection. So this verse very much, first of all, Guru Ishwarapuri says how he was pleased, and Srila Prabhupada elaborates on this. According to the revealed scriptures, if a spiritual master can convert even one soul into perfectly pure devotee, his mission in life is fulfilled. So just to meditate a little bit, we are preaching movement, right? We're trying to preach far and wide, you know, converting towns, villages, you know, so many devotees. But actually mission will be fulfilled if one person becomes pure devotee. So it requires from our preaching endeavor, first of all, a lot of personal, how, you know, how somebody can become pure devotee. If somebody who is trying to imparts this knowledge is not pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada wanted that we all become gurus. Srila Prabhupada wanted that we all become spiritual masters. But what kind of benefit, what kind of value can we give is very much dependent on how deep is our spiritual life. So depths of spiritual life, first of all, we are pleasing our spiritual masters, because each one of our spiritual masters, Srila Prabhupada, they only want to have one moon. Srila Prabhupada said, what is the use of these nonsense stars? Only one person becomes pure devotee, the mission is fulfilled. And we see the example of Srila Prabhupada, what he alone could achieve in 12 years. So one pure devotee is not a small thing. It's a very big thing. It's a big, very big value to this world. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati always used to say, even at the expense of all the properties, temples and mathas that I have, if I could convert even one person into pure devotee, my mission would be fulfilled. It is very difficult, however, to understand the science of Krishna, what to speak of developing love of Godhead. Therefore, if by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, the spiritual master, and the spiritual master, disciple attains the standard of pure devotional service, the spiritual master is very happy. The spiritual master is not actually happy if the disciple brings him money, but when he sees that the disciple is following the regulative principles and advancing in spiritual life, he is very glad and feels obliged to such an advanced disciple. So, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadam. We sing this, we know that our goal is to please the spiritual master. But if we sing that our external endeavors will please him, then it can be the truth, because gurus, you know, our Guru Parampara, Srila Prabhupada, is so grateful for anything we are doing. You know, smallest sin, you know, somebody chant one time Hare Krishna, of course Krishna is grateful, Lord Chaitanya is grateful, you know, and our Guru is grateful. Once my Guru Maharaj said that he's always grateful if he sees a disciple a tinge better than he was before he see last time, you know. So if you do little bit, if you become little bit better, of course that's very much appreciated, it's very much pleasing. But for our spiritual life, the emphasis of our spiritual life, the practice of our spiritual life, the depths of our spiritual life is very much the business in which we can please spiritual master. And of course the most important process of spiritual life is chanting the holy name, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And Ishwarapuri, when he said that, he said, I will teach you one very important verse. He told Lord Chaitanya, I will teach you one very important verse. And of course this verse we all know, but once I read it again and just try to understand how important this is, how emphasized it is. And the verse is Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Eva Kevalam Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyatha. So if it is three times said that only chanting of the holy name, only by the chanting of the holy name, only by the chanting of the holy name, one can achieve the perfection in this age, there is no other way. How much emphasis in our personal life should be given to the chanting of the holy name? It's something which each one of us can reflect on. And chanting of the holy name is not easy. It's not easy when our mind is disturbed. It's not easy to focus, not easy to take shelter of Krishna. And also, it's not easy to ask Krishna to give shelter in the form of his holy name if we are not convinced about it, if we don't have desire to beg for mercy, if we think we just chant automatically somehow or other, the mercy will manifest. It may be. Srila Prabhupada is very merciful. I'm not saying it will not be. Srila Prabhupada can do anything. Maybe at the end of life, somehow or other, we struggle through and we will be given all the mercy. I don't know. It's not in my power. It's not in my power to decide towards myself. When I chant the holy name and I hear ecstatic symptoms, it's not in my power to manifest this. I cannot, you know, it's not in my power to manifest the ecstasy. But what is in my power? What is in my power? When I chant the holy name, when I practice spiritual life, what is actually within my power? Yes, exactly. I can want it, I can cultivate wanting it, and I can beg for mercy. I can beg for causeless mercy. The mercy is always causeless. Causeless mercy is not because it's given to somebody who's just, you know, sitting somewhere, don't knowing anything, and just, you know, somebody going around and figuring out whom I give the causeless mercy. And Lord Chaitanya was pretty much like that, you know, when he was on the planet. And we could be the mercy case. And maybe we should be the mercy case, and we will be the mercy case, but this is not how we should think. Yes, I am the mercy case, and therefore I'm completely unqualified for the mercy. Therefore, anything given to me is causeless, because I have zero qualification to get this mercy. But I want it more than anything. So that's what we need to do. And then the mercy may manifest or may not manifest. But that would be the utmost limit we can go to. We cannot do more than that. With all sincerity, with all power, with all humility, we just beg for the mercy whenever we can. However we can. Beg, borrow, or steal. We go in front of the Lords. We ask for the mercy. We go in front of Vaishnavas. We ask for the mercy. And guess what? Well, chanting the holy name, it's exactly what it is. With each name, we beg for the mercy that the Lord reveal himself in the holy name, that the Lord remove the power of Maya. He can do it. If we ask him really and consistently, he says, Daivihi esha guna mayima mamaya duratyaya mameva e prapadyante mayametam tarantites. So it's not a mystery how to get rid of Maya. We just need to want it, and we need to pray to Krishna, please, take this Mataji, you know, away. And also we can pray to Maya, please. Give me break, please. You are devotee, I'm also trying to be devoted. Stop testing me. I'm okay. I really fail every test, you know, so just, you know, take it easy on me. But if we don't want it, if we don't ask for it, guess what? Will we get it? Most probably. Rather later than sooner. And that is the point. Srila Prabhupada said, the difference between me and you is that I will never fall into Maya, because I'm very much afraid of Maya. I understand the power of Maya, I understand that I'm tiny, insignificant. There's no messing around. It's an overwhelming material energy. What can I do? I'm just tatastha, little, tiny, nothing. What can I do against Maya? So I need to beg Maya, I need to beg Krishna, I need to beg Vaishnavas, whoever, whatever. And the holy name, of course, this is the main process of begging. We beg for the service, we beg Krishna, Hare, you know, Radharani, help me, Krishna, help me, you know, just take my mind somehow else, let me think of you, let me be attentive. I'm totally inattentive, I think about all kind of nonsense, I'm thinking maybe about my service even, you know. But this is nonsense at the time when we chant holy name. Chanting of the holy name, it's a personal association with the Lord. When we speak with somebody, you know, you speak to somebody and you just totally space out and say, anyway, don't worry, I'm just thinking how to bake a cake for you, like, or something like that. You will be satisfied with such relationship, say, no, well, I don't mind your cake, but, you know, I don't mind whatever you do for me. If you speak with me, maybe you just be attentive. You know, maybe you just give your full attention to me. More is not asked. That's the only thing we have. Do we have anything else than attention? Do we have anything else? No, the only thing what we have in our possession is our attention, and where we aim it or target it in to. And it's of course very much dependent on our desires. Usually it's trying to figure out what I can do for myself, you know, where I can get the best benefit, and how I can be more rich, and you know, dhanam, janam, sundarim, exactly what we should not think. And if we pray Shikshashtaka every day, we should know what we are doing. Actually, we're praying, take the influence away. I don't want to be attached to it. And if we're doing that, if we're saying Shikshashtaka in the morning, but in the other part of the day, we're doing exactly the opposite, well, it will take long time, you know. It will take long time to be purified. We don't really want what we ask for. We don't really ask what we're saying. Sometimes we're saying something, we don't really mean it. Sometimes our spiritual life, for years and years, it's like a life of a parrot. I'm not speaking about, you know, please don't take it. I'm not speaking about anybody of you. I know you all much more. I'm speaking about myself, you know, just preaching and kicking my mind. So that's the point. And what is the mood? Can we just chant? No, Lord Chaitanya said, Trinara pisu nichina tarora pisa hishnana amanina manadina kirtaniya sadahari. Would it be enough to just chant? And once we stop chanting, what are we doing? Are we giving all respect to others? Are we respecting each devotee, at least, what to say about each living being? Or we thinking, oh, you know, he's a little strange, she's a little strange. Are we living in critical mentality? If we do, it's time to reflect. It's time to think, I don't have right to do that. Each and everyone is very dear to Krishna. And we have to practice being good people. You know, we need to practice pure devotion. It's a practice. Instead, if we have critical mind about somebody, we could check ourselves and let me find something good about this person. It's a practice. It's uprooting the weeds. Lord Chaitanya said, Upashakas grow when we also, you know, water our bhakti lata. All weeds are growing if we are not conscious. Uprooting them, they'll become big, and we become big devotee, and we get big worship, and you know, God knows what. And then fall down is inevitable. So, and how we will be aware about our weeds? We just self-reflection every day? No, we cultivate proper relationship, proper loving relationship with devotees, proper peer association, where we ready to hear feedback. We're ready to hear feedback. We welcome in feedback. Not say somebody tells to me, you're really a little off. Then, okay, you know, cut off this person from my life. And anyway, he's like strange, he's freak, you know. And stuff, you know, how our mind reacts to it. Are we ready to be corrected? I mean, life is about that. It's not about feeling good. How much, I mean, I want to feel good, but I only will feel good when I understand I need to let Krishna cut my false ego and welcome it. Welcome it with a humble heart. It's painful, but it's actually not as painful if we do it consciously. It's becoming interesting. It's becoming ecstatic. Offering respect to others, very important. So, anyway, one can go on and on. It's a topic which is really deep and vast, but time is there. I'm already 5 minutes over the time. Thank you very much for your kind attention and tolerance and blessings. Srila Prabhupada ki. Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Nitai Gaura Premanand.